Welcome to the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson, where our wonderful host Kat encourages each and every one of you to build your own intuition, navigate your own connection with spirit, and tap into the deep beauty within yourself. Enjoy the Intuition Hour with Kat Nicholson.
Hello, everyone, and happy Monday. Welcome to the Intuition Hour. I am your host, Kat Nicholson. I am so excited to be with you all today here at 12radio.com. I am very sorry we're a few minutes behind. You can thank some technology issue for that again, but we definitely love to be with all of you. Today is June the 9th. 2025. It's about a little after noon here in Central Florida. I am really looking forward to being with all of you, but also it is the only reason I remembered what day it was is because I've been waiting for Jupiter to go into Cancer for some time. I know many of you just listened to one of your favorite Cancer men this morning, and for myself as well. So I said between Mark and Stephen, I am definitely, you could tell I have Jupiter and Mercury in Cancer. So I am looking forward to this Jupiter return year and definitely going to see what it brings. Besides, I always say this. I'm sure you heard a lot from Mark about Jupiter, you know, but I like to make my jokes about it because I always say it wants to bring abundance, but it also wants to bring abundance in maybe some ways we don't want to know or experience, you know. So for better or worse, I definitely know I always love an excuse to gain a few pounds. But other than that, I also love to be expansive with all of you and grow with all of you. And sometimes, you know, I was thinking this morning, I was actually talking to my other favorite Cancer about topics and things like that. And, you know, anytime we have a major planet move, we really think about how we're going to grow, or we hope that we think about how we're going to grow. And at the same time, while all this was happening, we were talking about growth and change, you know, when things feel like they're about to change, we get a little nervous, or we like to resist. And then all of a sudden, sometimes it's like the rug being pulled out from under us, and often it's like the blanket being pulled off of our face, you know, jokingly. But then we suddenly step into new terrain and we start running with it. And I'm a good resistor, and I'm also I'm good with that Aries moon, for, you know, kind of sticking my feet in the ground and, waiting till the last possible second. And at the same time, I love it. I know many of you love change. You thrive on it. You love to grow. You thrive on it. How many of you think growth is comfortable? You know, maybe we get excited about it, but then we have last minute nerves and then we have to go forward, and we have so much. You guys are awesome in the chat room. I'm going to be coming in a minute. We do have so much to look forward to. And along with change is a little bit of discomfort. So I definitely feel the pulse of Jupiter today. I am loving you guys from afar. I appreciate all of your birthday wishes already. Thank you very much. And it's no joke that I was born on a 1-2 day. So definitely aligned with that number, as you all know. And I'm super excited to be celebrating another birthday here. And I love being with all of you. I can't wait to see what we do next, especially since it's a more, with my Jupiter return year, you know, I take it back. And I think what the important thing is, I think it's important. I'm going to quote C.A. Brooks for a minute because I can recall at one point her mentioning, or, you know, are you going to start looking in the windshield, or are you going to keep looking at the rear view mirror? And in our cycles as humans, and when we go through cycles, whether it's a minor planet, a major planet, an inner planet, an outer planet, your sun, your moon, your whatever planets are changing on you, and specifically things like that are going to, you know, may have an impact, Saturn, Jupiter. I'm in the middle of my Saturn and Jupiter return. I can't, you know, at the same time. So with that being said, I laugh because sometimes you have to look in the windshield, of course, moving forward, but also taking a little peek in that rear view mirror to make sure you're not going to repeat the same mistakes in that previous cycle, no matter what it is, whether it's your birth year, your Jupiter return, your Saturn return, your Chiron return, whatever it may be. I think taking a little peek back and making sure, wait a minute, let me see how far this has gone in X number of years, or what did I do during this last time that I want to do better this time? And as we try to grow, we try to improve. And as we try to improve, we can become more uncomfortable. And so I think that cycles, all of you, every single day. Sometimes we may have a bad mood on a Tuesday, and by Thursday, it's going to be feeling a lot better because that moon is affecting our energy. And when anything that we absorb, somebody asked me a very interesting question today, and they said, well, and it was a loaded gun because this person was, you know, an older generation, not yet in their third Saturn return, but, you know, enough to have some life experience and say, you know, I want to ponder all of these things. And I think the question was something like, well, how do we know what planet is affecting us more than the other in that moment? Or how do we know what happens with that? How do we know as humans what it is that's really taking us into a different area, helping us grow? And I said, well, that's where, you know, our astrologers come into play and things like that. But sometimes you may have 52 things going on in one week that pertain to astrology or whatever your timing is, whatever your feelings are, whatever you're experiencing in your life. If you are going through a situation now, how do you all know what's affecting you and where? Or how do you all know what maybe what's more enhanced and what's coming into play? What if I am, or any of you as well, speaking of, if you're in a Jupiter return year and you're also in your Saturn return, how do you know where to balance that, or what's really affecting you? And how about for all of you, how do you know that you're not being affected by some square in the sky instead of the moon of the cycle, you know, a couple days at length? So I think that these are all things to take into consideration, which is why I am definitely challenging all of you to really tap into more of what's happening in the sky around you, and in not only as it pertains to your internal process, but your external and the collective. We know is a whole other topic out there, and as well your ancestry, and really tapping into the generations before you, and perhaps taking that look, deeply taking that look into maybe what your great-grandparents were doing, maybe what your grandparents were doing, maybe what your parents were doing, and how you want to make things better for the generations that come after you. So there's four different layers here that we're talking about within each and every one of you that really, really come into play with your daily lives. And then at the same time, we have to take all of these things into consideration to grow. And we have to learn over and over again. You guys are terrific. I'm coming in to take questions in a minute. I see you all coming in. We are over on Facebook for a little bit longer, okay? So I'll be kicking and screaming, and I'm going to get over there to YouTube, which I'll mention in a minute. But for now, just know I see you coming in, and I love that you're here. So we want to take a look back, and we want to change things for the better moving forward. And if we look at the lessons, the patterns, the experiences, and everything else that goes on with the people that are here before us, don't we want to take a circumstance and try to do it better. Try to stay in our own lane. Try to think of everything going on in the world and becoming better for it, instead of just saying, oh, you know, this is such, we could look externally and in the collective and say there's all of this crud going on, and yet we just sit here day after day and stay the same, and we're not willing to grow or change because it's easier. So I think sometimes, back to what I said last week, we really want to challenge ourselves to the path of a little tiny bit of resistance, to force a little bit of change, to get out of that complacency day to day, and really expect more miracles, more gifts, more experiences, and definitely more growth in return, okay? So we are over on Facebook, if you are listening for the first time, over at our 1-2 Radio page. We invite all of you to come on in. I will be taking your questions very soon. In the meantime, I am definitely thanking you for the birthday messages. I am super excited to share my time on the 12th over at 1-2 Listen for our 1-2 day. And I've already begun celebrating, so please know that. I am definitely trying to keep a little bit of a balance with my family. I was laughing because of all people in the world. Remember I tell you guys, and I'm sure many of you are like this, we say we're out in the world and some of us can kind of fly by the seat of our pants and get away with everything, and there's really nothing in the world that anybody could find out or see you, or you're flying under the radar, you know? And I joke a lot about, no matter what I do, even, you know, if I'm 2 inches away from the crosswalk, I'm going to get that pink slip and that warning. So the same thing happened. And I still don't know why till this minute. When I was at Disney this weekend, Saturday, we went for the day. And it was a very cool, you know, Disney Springs, whatever. It was a fabulous day. But on the way in, I was the one who got chosen to get searched all over, you know. And it was a very awkward experience. But it was like a metaphor that the entire family, come hell or high water, just kind of slip through. Nobody's getting in trouble for anything. Nobody's getting picked. You know, it was just like a weird experience. So I was able to get in. I have no idea what it was just a random, like, Kat, you have to be seen, you know, you have to be out there. You have to definitely be an example. Great reminder, and I'm super glad that I had nothing that they could gripe about, even paperclip they want to throw you out of there. So it was very strange, but it was a good reminder. And sometimes we need those reminders to not try to step out of line, and I really loved that. So in any case, let me come in the room. Thank you for all your wishes again. Patricia, good morning. Maya, hello. Kelly, I'll get there. Sag moon, powerful week. We do have a full moon in a couple of days, and I'm starting to feel that. Maureen, that's okay. We were late today, better late than never. I love that you're on the East Coast. Lori, good morning. Another thing that I would all love and that I thought about, Jim, good morning. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed your birthday this past week. Lara, hello. Quelly, Shelly, hi. You could definitely have a card today. I love that. Suzanne and Ms. Perez, hello. Who am I missing? Pamela. Okay, Kelly, hi. Laura, Nadine, good morning to you. Renee, Karen, hi. Okay, I'm saying hi to everybody. Let's get moving. I gotta definitely... going to start taking some questions today. What day is my birthday? Very easy to remember, the 12th. Thank you. It's a 1-2 day. And Lulu as well. I don't want to forget my girl. She shares the day with me, which is much more important and very significant as the years roll by. She is definitely our little granny. All right, now who's going to be first? And, you know, sometimes I think the reason that I get on the, you know, astrology is another, when we say, I hear some people say, well, I'm not sure about astrology, or I'm not sure, you know, okay, your creator has created whatever that higher power for yourself is, has created all of these magnificent things in the beauty of our planet and our universe, right? So there's an alignment over and over again that's forever changing as well. So nothing ever stays the same as it is. And so number one, I if you think to yourself, well, I'm not going to pay attention. I do have some naysayers out here that say, you know, I don't want to pay attention to that. But if we have this entire universe and we're tapping into the psychic energy, why, and or maybe your intuition or your healing energy and everything is layered and together, you know, we are not separate of one another. We are not separate of everything that's created. We are one with God, or whatever your God, you say, whatever you feel called to as your higher power and principle and purpose in this world. And so I'm laughing because when, why not use that energy to tap in to what's connected to you psychically in your space? Because if we're aware of every layer of your being from an intuitive perspective, through the layers, through everything that's a part of you, nobody can deny the fact that this is all a part of an opening to your energetic space. And that's how we are able to see. So maybe some people use your angels, some people use your guides, some people use the planets, some people, I know I use the planets starting out, because that's a very much a part of who you were from the second you were created here. And the minute you were born, something's going on. And that becomes with you. It is a part of who you are for the rest of your life here. And I'm saying this because I did have a couple of questions about it recently, and this week specifically, that really, I had to really think it through and process a lot. So I just wanted to get it out there that it doesn't, you don't, you know, when you're taking on all these things, social media, now being on YouTube, now coming into this realm with all of you, and this, you know, I'm old now, so I feel like I'm trying to, you know, I don't want to be 30 in a, you know, I'm pushing 60 now, guys. So I definitely am going back to my first Saturn return and saying at that point, I don't really ever want to be known for doing this kind of work. And here we are, my second Saturn return, and here we are. So the point being is that to be seen, being a part of all this, being in the world, and all of you too, there is so much more to absorb while you're here. Do remember that every single person, whether you agree with them or not, are there for you to learn something, for positive or negative. None of this over, Lori Love, I am so happy you're here. I'm actually talking about something from our conversation the other day, in that every single person that we see, no matter what their opinion is, they've had an experience to form an opinion, you know, and that doesn't have to be your opinion. You don't have to agree, disagree. And if you do or do not, great for them. Maybe their whole experience was different. But if you understand that even with those negative energies you guys are picking up on the internet and everywhere else, no matter what you're picking up on, please go back to yourselves and your center. And believe me when I tell you, these things that you're picking up on, these things that you're hearing, if they're not resonating and they don't align, go to the next thing. Go to the next thing. Don't, if we start taking on all of this stuff and letting it hang into our space, then we have a really difficult time trying to focus on our own goals, our own dreams, our own wishes, our own beliefs, our own miracles, and all these other things that are so accessible to us as humans. So remember to come back to self, okay? All right, I'm done with the rant. I'm coming in here. And do stay open to everything that's accessible to you, of course. But believe what you believe. Don't let anyone judge or squash your beliefs. And really, truly absorb what's aligned, period. If it isn't, go to the next thing, okay? Very difficult in today's times to not listen to something. One of the astrologers, not on one to listen. I, of course, you guys know. that's my home away from home. say a random astrologer in the world, you turn it on. What do you do when you hear your sign and it is 10 statements of darkness? So what do you do immediately? We go into fear. We go into like, oh my God, is this going to happen? We immediately think it's for us because it was meant to be that we turned it on. We go all the way in, you know, when in fact, there are so many other things going on with who you uniquely are that you really have to go way beyond those little tidbits that you're absorbing. Okay. And please remember this. It's been happening a lot. So I guess that's why I'm on my rant. And I guess you'd rather have me come answer your questions, which is what I'm going to do. And let me see who's first. Kelly, I think I saw you first. So let's take a look. She asked what her next step was. And you know what I see? And you're probably not going to like me for it. A pen and paper. That is your next step. And honestly, what I was thinking about, how many of you carry something that reminds you of maybe the blessings in the planet or in your life? And every time you feel it or see it, how many of you carry something a little lucky, like a stone or a coin or a whatever? It could be a piece of paper. It could be anything. It could be a purse. It could be a whatever, anything. A little statue, a little pet animal, a little stuffed animal, whatever. How many of you have something lucky to carry around with you every single day to give you a reminder, even if it's in your pocket, that this is going to be a better day? Or perhaps this, you know, it could be a cross. It could be anything that reminds you that you can have a better day, you know? And so I believe I would want to encourage and inspire all of you to go ahead and do something like that and remind yourselves that sometimes I have my beads, my rosary beads, I have a plan for something new, which I'll share next week for my birthday. That's what I asked for. How many of you have something that, like a trinket, you know, that just reminds, it could be a piece from a Monopoly board or a checker or whatever, a chip, who has what? And go ahead and share, because I think it's a reminder. Any kind of purposeful step, meaningful, anything that reminds us that there is something bigger than ourselves out in the world that can really help at any given moment is a really good reminder every day. And we forget that it's so accessible to us in the tiniest way. Okay? All right. So Kelly, your next step, pen and paper, I'm thinking organizing, taking notes, and also a little getaway. Now, many times, and some celebration and joy, I feel this, and I do believe a new beginning is at hand. By taking your focus off of your problems, a new beginning shows up for you. So I really feel letting go. I really feel a little trip, travel, adventure, even if it's a day or two or three. I feel something that you're going to celebrate, bringing more joy into your space, your heart, your soul, all of this. And I really believe that you're going to experience a very new beginning. And I do hope that helps. I don't know if you plan on, sometimes we say if we all know what's happening day to day. And sometimes we don't really want to take time out because we're afraid we're going to miss something we're supposed to do or we're supposed to be. And we're going to really take it on upon ourselves to let go and let God, you know, focus on something else. Just really, really, sometimes in our most relaxing states, something amazing comes around the corner or something shows up. And without guilt or fear or any kind of inability to, I think about the Four of Pentacles when we're hanging on too tight, when we're doing the same thing day after day, when there we're not letting go. You know, we forget there's a world of abundance out there. And so some of these things for you, Kelly, like you're just going to let go. And I see a trip. And sometimes we can't really, maybe we're counting some pennies at the time, or we happen to have to be, if you're on a little bit of a budget, who isn't on a budget these days? The bottom line is something very, even a little camping trip, something, but it looks like a lot of fun. And I really think this is happening for you. Okay. Journaling your thoughts, sharing some of your dreams with, even with your higher self. Have you all ever had like your physical selves write notes to your higher self and really start to manifest? Because they always say, you know, there's that thing when two are gathered, the universe is listening, and really we can create things. And so sometimes if you don't have anybody else to share these things with, you can say, okay, self, you know, we're going to go to our higher selves and really start to produce and manifest what it is you want out there. Okay. And I do hope that helps. Kelly, looks like you're going to have a fun summer. It really, really does. And you are so welcome. And thank you too. Everybody is having, Pamela said she carries a little painted metal heart that has a bell inside of it. I love that. Ms. Perez, she says she wears a red protection bracelet every day and it helps her feel a little at peace. Karen carries a stone or wears an angel necklace. I love that. So see, I have a rosary around my neck every day, which I literally forgot when I was talking about all this, but I do. That old piece, that old Catholic piece of me is never going to die, you know? But it's probably surprising to people because it's complicated. And I'm sure it's like a conundrum, like how can you be a practicing Catholic or a practicing Baptist or a practicing Methodist or practicing anything religious, any of your religious beliefs? How do you utilize what you've been given at birth with what's happening today in your spirituality? And that's a big storyline, and that's a big part of who you are. And it's okay to incorporate a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And if you're a Sufi or perhaps of Jewish culture, of any kind of beliefs can be, how many of you do not feel you believe in anything else, you know, that other belief systems outside of your own is not a part of who you are today? I guarantee you every single person has something to say about that. And I believe that. I believe you all carry a piece of everything in you. And so when, you know, you have to let everyone be them, and that's the end of the story, you know. But I'm sure in a big way, I love that you wear the necklace with rose quartz, and I love that you're all tapping into whatever is accessible and in the easiest and most aligned way for what calls to you. And look at how different all of your little lucky pieces are, all of your, the things you connect to. Maureen, we got to find that missing stone. So I actually can't even believe it's missing, but we'll have to get into that in a bit. And you know, I'm sure St. Anthony will help you find that stone, but I would really like for you to find it today. So please, we'll look at that soon enough, all right? I hate that you lost that. We have to find it today. I'm going to say it out loud. We're going to find it. Let me see who's next. Okay, Shelley, let me talk to you for a minute. Meeting with the kitchen designer tomorrow for a condo that flooded. Rumors are I'm holding up. That's ridiculous. I know it's ridiculous too. It's so interesting. They're coming on Tuesday and I'm feeling Thursday and I do not know why. So maybe hashing it all out, getting it all completed. I feel some of that. Okay. All right. Hold on now. All right, let's take a peek. I don't know. We already know you're not holding anything up, and that is ridiculous. That is annoying. You're going to get some really good movement this week. I'm feeling the moon, though. I do believe that. I just thought about why Thursday, not Tuesday. I'm not saying tomorrow you'll have progress, but Thursday will feel really good for you this week, okay? But I would ignore them, too, honestly. Well, let's just pull a couple cards for you, shall? Yeah, this is definitely it's been a challenge for sure. Honestly, are you making a change? Here's how I feel about it. Or did you change who you're supposed to be meeting with? I feel like, I don't know. I feel like there's a different, I don't know if there was a different company before now. I don't know if there was a different person. There seems to be like a huge change that has taken place. So let me check one more time. Was there a change already? I feel a little of that. Hold on now. I also feel like someone, is anyone steaming? Like, you know how you have a little bit of congestion, or I feel steam coming out of something, or steaming clothes, or is anybody in the process of doing this right now? Because I'm feeling steam everywhere. And I know it's not here. I don't know why. I feel like somebody has to steam, maybe getting over a cold, something like this. If you are, please let me know. Okay, Shelly, this is definitely changing for the better. You are definitely also going to make a decision. I do feel like it's going to, I don't know, it just keeps showing me, you know, they're giving me plan B if plan A isn't right, or, and, but everything is going to fall into alignment. You're definitely going to understand what I'm saying when it's done, okay? All right, I hope that helps too. Progress. And definitely a change before it's all over. And I don't know what I mean by that. Shift in contractor, shift in selection. Plan B is better than plan A, no doubt about it. I feel that strongly, okay? Oh, I'm upgrading. I'm going with the renovator's contractor. Oh, not going with your person. Okay, I got it. Okay, I understand. All right, you'll be good. I think it'll be better. It'll be good. All right, Shell, I get it. All right, that makes sense. Okay. All right, good luck. Let us know how it is and how it looks, and I'm excited. I think you'll be very happy when you're done, okay? All right, Jean says she has a little child silver spoon, a silver dinner knife from when he was 4. It's special because on the impulse, I visited his house, and they had just been cleaning out the attic. I love that. So that's her little special piece. All right, now let me take a peek. Let's see what's and who is next. I'm happy you're all listening live today. Also, Laura, I'm going to come and look for you. See some new beginnings for you as well. And I believe things are going to, in the moment, I think there's a little bit of a lack of clarity around you. And I know there's been, of course, the loss of your mother-in-law. Things, you can't help but when someone you love is going through grief, you're experiencing it with them. And sometimes we can't fix certain things going on around us, and for all of you, I know you've experienced that as well, but in any case, I know that you want to do something, and I'm feeling that there is nothing except for really taking care of yourself, falling into alignment, being there listening to your husband. Sometimes I think we want to, be the corrector, be the fixer, move things along. And I think that he needs time, and I do believe that he looks to you for, you're his shoulder to lean on. But I feel a lot of that going on, which means, in return, I would like for you to also take some time out to tend to yourself and care for yourself. And it's amazing when we go through loss of someone, no matter what we do, it does put us in a different space in our lives, and we have to take time out, and it's kind of a moment to pause so we don't feel like we're making changes or we don't feel like we're growing, so the energy feels a little still. But I really truly believe that things are going to start to move. You're probably going to have a slower summer, quieter summer, this type of thing, but then everything will start to take off, okay? So for now, I feel you need to, something is affecting your sleep, and you need a little bit deeper sleep. So you have, I would say, spend some energy getting yourself in order that way. I think it's very, very important, and just getting a deeper rest will help you so much. It does keep some clarity, during the day and evening, and then you feel more productive and stuff like that. But I do think you've been losing some sleep. And if you are sleeping enough or you feel like you are, something is definitely disrupting you. So maybe a little deeper would be good. And I would work on that a little bit through the summer months. I don't know if that makes sense yet, but it will. And I also see a little tune-up around your health care as well. And again, when we're focusing on other people, it's challenging to focus on ourselves, but I do believe you should turn some attention back on you. And I do hope that helps, okay? And I feel like you're going to have I feel the ninth month. So I believe as summer progresses, it'll get easier and easier. But definitely spend some time investing in yourself. All right, now, let me see. Becky, good morning to you, and I'm happy you're here as well. And I hope you're well. It's nice to see you. Let me see who is next, okay? I feel like I'm missing someone, so I'm coming back in. Oh, Maureen, your citrine. Let's take a peek. You know I'm saying Anthony, Anthony. But let's take a look, okay? You moved it or someone moved it, but I also see your husband very, very clearly, so perhaps he has seen it somewhere. I don't know why, or is there somewhere he spends time, or did you leave it lying somewhere because you removed it somewhere? Something like this. I definitely see, I pulled the Emperor, so it's like in my somewhere around hit, like maybe you put something down to take care of something for him, or it's definitely in your possession, okay? No question. So you'll come back and tell us and let us know, but he's definitely in the center of this, so it's somewhere near what you were doing, maybe for him is, I feel that. Let me just see one thing. All right, here we go. You're going to definitely find it, lady. So let us know, please. I see water, though. That's your hubby. I'm telling you, somewhere. You'll find it. It's almost like one of those other things, you know, we ask St. Anthony to help us find your missing, you know, help us now. Maureen lost her citrine and it can't be found. Clap three times, thank him in advance, and he'll help, okay? And as kooky as that sounds, you all, I know many of you know that it works. Many of you know that we have so many guides. We don't have to, like, avoid anything that resonates with us, because what may help you may not help someone next to you, you know, but it does work. All right, now let me see who is next. I was going to say something. Marty, good morning and thank you. And much love to my godson as well. And you've been here for more birthdays than anyone in this room with me, I think since I was 12. So I'm so grateful that you're here today. And we go way back, everyone. So, yeah, we had some good parties back then, didn't we? Hey, listen, we were old hippies from way back. And, yeah, thanks for being here. All right, let's take a peek. I'm having flashbacks to my, like, 12th or 13th birthday on Doty Road, so, you know, we won't talk about it beyond that, but I can remember very well. All right, big hugs to all you guys, okay? All right, let's take a look. And thank you so, so much, and you too. I appreciate that. Laura said her sleep has been awful. I could tell you're getting disrupted, so I want you to check into it so we can change that quickly, okay? Thank you for that. I could really feel it. All right, sweetie, thank you. And thank you for your wishes so much, and appreciate that. I love you too, by the way. And all right, hold on. I get very sentimental around this time of year, of course, but that Jupiter in Cancer, Mercury in Cancer, you know, what does anybody expect? You know, we laugh And it definitely takes me, it takes over. All right, let me see. Lara, let's take a look at you, because she has a second job waiting on that. Hold on 1 second now. Love that. Let's take a look. Where is your question? Okay, let's see. Patricia, I'm coming to you next. Kat, do you see me? Do you see my second job starting soon? I found something that seems to fit my needs. It's waiting for the actual work to come in. All right, let's take a peek. I love that for you. Okay, here we go. Oh, yes, this is perfect for you. And I really honestly do not see it taking very long. It's kind of under your nose. I mean, under your nose. That's my answer. Dead on. I love it. And by fall or fall, September-ish, I even feel better about that. You're going to start making some really good money between now and the time. Now, I'm not saying the Gemini energy is good for this. It starts your financial growth and gain over the summer. And then September is just going to be Sun in Virgo looks even better. So it grows for, consecutive months ahead and then some. Okay. So good for you. I love that for you. I'm happy you're here. Nadine, thank you. She says she's, may all the heart opening scent of the gardenia gift you blessings all birthday week. Love you too, hon. And thank you. I'm very attracted to the scent right now. So you're right on track. Okay. In many ways, I have some things that are gardenia scented, and I actually grow them myself, but they're gone now. It's post-season here, so I appreciate the extension of those gifts, and thank you for being here. Patricia said her husband's an Aries, and myself, oh, Taurus, he made me angry again, so I made him a pie. That was hard for me to do, but I went into my... I love that you're willing to... It's hard when you get that stubbornness or you have those little spats. How many... That's a very, very good thing to try to end with today, because, how many of us have a squabble with a mate or a friend or a family member or whoever, your neighbor, anyone, and really go into that place immediately of doing something kind instead of kicking and screaming, or ignoring or, just closing yourself out. We tend to go into that Four of Pentacles mode to protect ourselves. And Patricia went into that Six of Pentacles mode to really exude the spirit of generosity and kindness and all of the gifts of the spirit that we're supposed to contain and access to share through these days. And I love that as an example. And I think it's hard. That is a really hard thing to do, but it was the right thing to do. And I pulled the card of divine order. I also see you working harder to make things happen and make things work. It's so easy to give up or to walk away when things are tough. It's much more difficult. As we said before, we want to think about growth and the discomfort of growth and the major planets moving, the outer planets. I love Jupiter so, so much. I know all of you do also. And I'm super excited to see what Saturn and Jupiter together can do. You guys better send me good thoughts because you just never know, but I'm teasing. I am super grateful to be with all of you. I really look forward to an amazing week over at 12listen.com. So tomorrow night, I'm going to escape a little bit and have a little celebration. And then I'll be with you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday over at 12listen.com to have a little celebration of that full Sagittarius spicy moon. And I'm really, really grateful. Thank you for all your wishes. I want to share it with everyone. I want to celebrate with all of you. And Serena, thank you for being our producer. Everybody, Lori the Love Sherpa is coming up next. Please stay tuned. She's amazing. I'm sure she'll have some extra tidbits of wisdom to share with all of you. And have a great week. Happy full moon, everyone. And happy Jupiter in Cancer. See you later. Bye-bye now. Be abundant.